Basically, we're thinking about Sabbath and putting ourselves in the presence of God and making ourselves present to God, which is what we do on a special holy day, the Sabbath. We rest, but we also do that, and the things that can happen when we do that day by day. Now, the crippled woman at the synagogue, too, was in the right place at the right time. And it was the Sabbath. And it was her day for studying scripture and worshipping God. This was what she did every week. She was a woman who put herself in a place where God would meet with her. And she, on this particular day, had the opportunity to meet with Jesus. Good things, we all know, redemptive and healing and eternal things happen when we place ourselves in his presence. And in the case of this woman, he set her free from being bent double, like our team at the beginning were demonstrating, which was stopping her from experiencing life at its fullest. I was trying to get them to illustrate how difficult it was to do different things. She'd been like that for 18 years. We don't know why. We don't know if it was a psychological illness or if it was a physical illness, but it doesn't actually matter. It was an illness that was crippling her. When Jesus healed her, this woman was able to lift her face to the heavens again in worship of God. When she took her gifts to the synagogue, she would have been able to place them there herself, and she wouldn't have needed help to do so anymore. She would have been able to stand upright before God and worship him, but also choose to gratefully bow down before him. And all of that was because she was in the right place at the right time. She was in the presence of Jesus and she was present to him. And that is how all of us get to be in the right place at the right time. It was costly and painful on Monday. It was a joy, but it was also a hard thing to do, to pray with my friends. It is something, as a vicar, you have a privilege to do relatively frequently. And it was definitely a time for rejoicing. This was a lady who loved the Lord Jesus. But many of you know, and many of you know more deeply than I do, that separation moment is very, very painful indeed. It was also God's timing, and one of the greatest privileges, and there have been many great privileges in the Christian walk he all places us on. That moment where he is working with us in a way that only he could choose to do so. The woman was in the right place at the right time. We are hoping that we will be putting ourselves in the right place at the right time, or be present to God so that he can put us in the right place at the right time. But let's think for a brief moment about the other person in the story, the other main person, who was the synagogue leader. Now, the synagogue leader was in the presence of Jesus also. He was a follower of God. He wanted to be faithful to God, I believe. And yet he had got distracted by the laws and the rules that had allowed him to be fully present to Jesus when he was there in person. He was deeply upset that Jesus healed this woman on the Sabbath, because this would have been regarded as work. And he was more bothered about the fact that Jesus broke the rules than he was about the woman being set free. He actually suggested that it should have been left until another day. You can heal people on every other day, but not on the Sabbath day. And this was even though the rules were allowed to be broken to give an animal water if they needed it. They were allowed to be broken for the care of animals. He wasn't seeing how much more important it is even for a human being. For the synagogue leader, he had lost his touch with the Lord God. Religion had become something about rules and regulations and systems to be followed. For the woman, worshipping God was her joy. When she was healed, she understood it was by grace, and it said that it made her worship him even more. We are, each of us today, in the presence of the same Jesus who reached out to this woman and brought her healing. The same Jesus who longs to restore all of us from our brokenness and our bent ways, even if these things we struggle with may not be as visually obvious as a bent back. Part of the way he does this is through our weekly Sabbath and our coming together to worship him. Part of our being present to him every day is this coming together to sort of realign ourselves on a Sunday and to realign each other as we spend time together. Part of the way he does this is through our reaching out to others and bringing his love and restoration to them as well, just as he restores us. But the really exciting thing, and it's easy to fall out of, but it's also easy to get into, is that as long as we allow ourselves to remain in his presence and to be present to him every day, he will always be at work in our lives. So I guess my challenge today is to refresh ourselves in that. It's so easy. It's easy as a vicar to do it. It's easy as anybody to do it. To just gently fall out of that. We might still be praying, we might still be reading our Bible, we might be doing all the right things, but you can be consciously present to God or somehow slip out of that. And today we have an opportunity from him to slip back into that and to do so consciously and to decide to do so this week. So let's pray. So Lord, we thank you that you give us Sabbath times. They are times to rest, but they are particularly times to rest again in you and to focus on you. We thank you that you are always present with us, always wanting relationship with us and to be working with us. And we pray that we will be alert and present to you also, ready to serve you today and in the week ahead. Amen.